You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have got Lontarius, a.k.a. Eddie, on the line. Morena, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm all right.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a big day for you. A record, your third record, in fact, is out now. It's called Someone Will Be There For You. How are you feeling?
Good. I don't know, relationship is a very strange feeling, I find. But it is good.
It must be quite like a daunting thing in some ways to have something so personal and so I guess labor intensive when you're writing a song and putting it together and then releasing it into the world. Do you get like nervous before you put something out, or are you just mostly excited to have it out there?
I think mostly excited. I definitely subscribe to the idea that basically once I've finished it, it's not really mine anymore.
Mm.
I like the idea that it just kind of gets released into the wilderness and it can live its own life.
Becomes its own thing. It is a beautiful album. Congratulations on it. It sounds like you had a really interesting time with the writing process for this, a little bit different to your last records where you've tended to spend quite a few years like sort of writing it out and putting that track together. Then you spent some time in LA and it looks like you've been funneling that energy into just kind of putting this out, keeping it fresh. How has the process differed for you from previous works?
Yeah, I spent maybe two and a bit years in LA, and kind of working on lots of music, and it was all very labor intensive, and very, I would say my ideas were quite grandiose, and it was very very difficult to make music in that way, I found. So when I came back to New Zealand and was writing new songs, I was kind of writing them on my dad's acoustic guitar in my childhood bedroom, and it was just all came together really simply, and I was just like, well, why don't I just finish it and get some band members to come and play some instruments but not fuss around so much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It must have been really strange to come back from spending all that time in LA and then back, as you say, into a very familiar environment and something that I can imagine probably couldn't feel further away from the kind of LA scene. What were some of your big, I guess, like takeaways from your time in Los Angeles? Did you feel like it shaped your writing process in a new and interesting way, or was it like more just a time to, I guess, experience the industry on a bigger scale?
I mean, it was kind of both. I kind of describe it as it was my university experience, because I didn't go to uni here, so it was kind of, I just kind of experienced a lot and learned a lot and then ran out of money. so I came home and it was good to, it felt really good to kind of just take a step back and really think about what made me fall in love with music and what made my music different to other people's. And and obviously I think all my skills were definitely sharpened when I was there, because it was such an intense kind of music making environment.
It must be, I think, a really cool thing to see that there is this like awesome community of New Zealand musicians who do the same thing that you have done and move to LA, have some time over there, and then come back and try and kind of, I guess, marry those new ideas with that original songwriting sensibility that you're a real natural at. You know, all of your songs have this really earnest quality to them, which I think is really endearing to listen to. Where do you write from? Where does a song come from for you? Do you find like you have to sit down and really think about what it is you're trying to say, or do the words just kind of come naturally?
I think they come naturally. I'm definitely not a I can't write a song every day. I kind of have to, emotions have to come to me and then turn it into something. I wouldn't like really consider myself much of a like a capital W writer. I'm not like an extremely literary person, but I think writing becomes like something that's like really therapeutic and a way of expressing myself and kind of working out things. And it's always fun to like, I'll write a song and then I won't really understand what it's about, and then 6 months later I'll understand it. because life happens, you know.
Yeah, totally. I think that is kind of one of the magic things about music, isn't it? That even those who are creating it, there's always more to be learnt from your own art in some ways, and then when you take it to an audience and, as you say, kind of give it over to other people and it becomes something that's bigger than you, it takes on, you know, so many new lives as well. How have people been responding to this record? Because you've released sort of, I guess, like a first EP of it last year. What is some of the feedback you've been getting from people about it?
It's been really great, actually. I think I'm very fortunate to have a fan base that really, I think people, you know, they take it to heart that I put my heart into the music, you know. I think the song, as I said, the songs kind of do live their own lives, and even though they're mostly kind of specific about my own experiences, I think people take them and apply them to their own lives, and they mean different things to different people, which I think is really special.
Well, Eddie, it's been really lovely to chat to you about Someone Will Be There For You. How are you going to celebrate the release of this today? Are you going to be doing anything nice with friends?
I don't know. I'm doing a little live tour on Radio New Zealand later today, and then I don't know, just probably have a drink of wine or something.
That sounds great. Well, I hope you have a lovely time celebrating it, because it's a beautiful record. We're going to listen to I Walked Right Into It, which is the closing track. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Eddie. Have a lovely rest of your Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I couldn't get out, but I am out now.
That is such a gorgeous track. It's called I Walked Right Into It by Lontarlius. It is the closing track from Someone Will Be There For You, which is Lontarlius's new record out today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.